Today or tomorrow? Today. Okay.
About Carolyn Bessette?
Yes. John F. Kennedy Jr.'s wife. Apparently, he was about to bag out of this marriage.
Oh, I believe
we,
that.
We heard he stayed in a hotel the night before.
Absolutely.
He died.
Supposedly, it's amazing, too. Remember, right after that, they were saying, oh, well, it's because he always went to that hotel when he had problems with the magazine. When he was working on some bumps in the road with George. And John always found that if he went to the hotel, he could think a lot clearer there. And everybody went, just a minute. And then the next thing you know, we heard about some big, huge arguments.
Mm-hmm.
Huge.
Well, she sounds pretty nasty.
Yeah.
Let's see. John F. Kennedy Jr.'s wife were living a life of separate beds and violence. She was struggling with a drug problem.
Yeah.
It's got to stop, otherwise we're headed for divorce, Kennedy told a friend in a call from the Stanhope Hotel where Klein, that's the biographer, Edward Klein, said he took refuge from his wife's cocaine habit and violent temper.
Oh, man.
Nothing
like somebody, how do you like that? Somebody with a violent temper who's also a coke
yeah,
freak.
That's great.
Oh, what a combination.
I want to have kids, but whenever I raise the subject with Carolyn, she turns away and refuses to have sex with me, Kennedy told a friend. He had picked out a name, Flynn, for the son he dreamed of having. That's nice, picking out a name without asking her. I want to have a son, Carolyn Flynn.
Yeah, I don't like the name either.
I know, it's kind of a stupid name.
What kind of stupid wiener name is that?
Carolyn, I want us to have a son, Flynn.
Flynn. Consider ourselves lucky we never had to put up with that.
When are we having Flynn, Carolyn? Doesn't that sound kind of silly, a guy picking out a name for the
kid? Yeah, totally.
I mean, it's not even conceived.
I know. Especially Flynn. I'm surprised it wouldn't have been John.
True.
You know.
Or Robert.
Yeah.
Klein quoted Bessette's fashion industry friends as saying it was known she was a heavy user of drugs. Kennedy caught her snorting lines of coke with friends at the couple's New York apartment. You're a cokehead! Kennedy screamed at his wife. A staff member from Kennedy's political magazine, George, told of a dinner in which Bessette made at least half a dozen trips to the bathroom, returning to the table with white rings around her nostrils. Jeez. Have a clue, bitch. We went from bar to bar.
Man.
She wanted to come over to my apartment, but I said no because I knew it would be an all-nighter, the friend said. I dropped her off at 3 a.m. God, what a pain in the ass this chick is.
You're not kidding.
The next morning, Kennedy asked why the staffer and his wife were out so late. The staff member replied, a better question is why your wife didn't want to go home. Attorneys for the estates of both the Kennedys and the Bessettes declined to comment. According to friends, Kennedy worried that Carolyn was cheating on him with old flame Michael Bergen, a Baywatch actor and former model of Calvin Klein underwear.
Oh, jeez.
They continued their affair even after Bessette had moved in with Kennedy. Oh, wow. Yeah, they continued their affair even after Bessette had moved in with Kennedy.
Boy, oh boy.
All the chicks that wanted this guy.
Isn't that something?
And the one he picks is screwing around on him.
Isn't that something?
Blowhead cheater.
Yeah. And a bitch.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Well, you know, remember, too, she was always concerned that he was going to have an affair with the chick from Splash. What's her name?
Oh, Daryl Hannah.
Yeah, Daryl Hannah.
He did, didn't he?
Well, yeah, he did. But she thought that in the recent time before his death, the previous couple of weeks, that the two had met on the sidewalk and all that sort of thing.
I don't know if you remember this, but shortly before they died, there was a tabloid story. And, boy, it was about as detailed as it could be. And it had her in Martha's Vineyard, the same 36-hour period he was in Martha's Vineyard, without Carolyn.
Yeah.
Which is rather interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not kidding.
I mean, it's not that big a place.
Yeah, right.
So anyway, she's cheating on him. Although,
brother.
Bergen cut off the affair after Bessette's marriage. He blows her off. She continued to taunt her husband with Bergen. God, what a pain in the ass. Why would he put up with this?
I have no idea. And you know what? Honest to God, man, I never thought she was good looking. I thought she was ugly.
I could see why people would find her hot, but I didn't.
Oh, yeah. God, nasty. Hard to look at.
Klein said the actor also revealed Carolyn's violent side in an incident in which Bessette got angry after seeing him light an ex-girlfriend's cigarette at a bar. Jeez. She showed up at Bergen's door and threw two heavy candles through a window and a mirror, shattering both.
Yikes.
Wow.
Then she grabbed the pieces of the mirror and used it to do blow.
That is so
You ass! That's just a line. I ran out of the apartment. I'm very athletic and fast. Oh, get over here. So get this burger guy's phone number. I'm challenging this guy to a sprint.
Don't do it.
I'm very athletic and fast. Shut up.
Isn't that something?
You know, I want to...
I'm very athletic and fast.
I want to sprint this guy. Call him, tell him I want him in the 100.
Brother. Boy, these people. Boy, they love themselves.
Why does he need to point... Listen to the context. This is so stupid. I'm actually more intrigued with this comment more than anything else in the story now. Why did he find it necessary to point out how fast he is?
Yeah, I know.
He's like 35 years old.
Yeah. Well, who cares how fast he is? What does that have to do with anything?
Because he had to get out of the apartment. She showed up at Bergen's door, threw two heavy candles through a window and a mirror, shattering both. Then she knocked my television set and VCR onto the floor and jumped on my VCR and squashed it.
God! Bitch!
What a nut.
Jeez.
Bergen told the author, I ran out of the apartment. I'm very athletic and fast. But she caught up with me and started yelling at me and taunting me, calling me a baby. You're not very athletic and fast if Carolyn Bessette caught up with you. You jerk. Mr. Baywatch.
Look at how he worked that in
I'm
there.
I'm very athletic and fast.
Lucky I was so athletic I was able to jump a couple of railings on the stairway. And I leaped down an entire story like some action hero.
Well, I wouldn't be pointing out how very athletic and fast I was when some chick catches me.
Yeah, really. That's what a scene that is, huh? Look at that. Boy, you know, you wonder what these people do with all their money and all the security and everything. Look at their lifestyle, will you?
Kennedy's friends suspected that something similar happened to him when he was rushed to an emergency room for an operation to repair a severed nerve. Kennedy says the injury was an accident, but he told friends he felt trapped in an abusive relationship. Wow.
Uh-oh.
Carolyn was like a wild horse, the acquaintance told George. From George told Klein. She had a trash mouth. She used to call John a fag all the time.
Oh, wow. Yikes.
Public scrutiny drove Bessette into depression, a friend said. She refused to leave their apartment, spent long periods of time crying, telling friends she hated living in a fishbowl. Klein said Carolyn reportedly stormed out of a marital counselor's office when her drug use was raised. What a pain in the butt.
Wow. Well, so are we led to believe that this this nerve damage that he had was from something that she threw at him? Probably lacerated his arm or something and cut deep enough into the skin to hurt the nerve.
Yeah.
And maybe she was one of these types that, you know, beat the hell out of a guy. And then he doesn't want to report it naturally because he's embarrassed.
Well, she's got to have the strength of 10 men when she's mad if she can catch up with Mr. Athletic and Fast. Klein said Bessette's self-absorption made her late for the fatal 1999 plane ride with her husband and sister who had arrived at the airport in New Jersey while it was still light. The plane piloted by Kennedy, well, piloting word pretty loosely, went down in darkness off the coast of Martha's Vineyard near
Cape
Cod.
Nice flying.
Klein quotes a hair colorist named Cullen Lively as saying he saw Carolyn order a pedicurist to apply her toenail polish 3 times that day to match the fabric she brought to the salon.
God. To match the fabric.
Idiot.
To match the fabric?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. During the pedicure, her mobile phone rang over and over, Lively told Klein. What? She said impatiently to the phone. I told you I'm getting a pedicure. The more you keep calling, the longer it's going to take.
Bitch. Yeah.
What a bitch.
What a bitch. Fishing here, bitch. Oh, what a drag.
Poor guy. What a miserable end.
Oh, I know it. To die with that monster? Oh, gross.
I know. Can you imagine how bitchy she was when that plane was upside down?
Oh, no, seriously.
You know where the hell he was going? Can you imagine
what
was coming out of the backseat of that plane?
Really? It's true. Because she never thought she was going to die. I mean, are you kidding? She thought whatever was going on, it was going to get corrected. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, she's probably going, straighten it out, you fag!
No doubt.
No question about it.
It's 8 o'clock at 101 WRIF in Detroit. We got a break. When we come back, we got Trudy News. Doug Brown will